Well, I went to college after I got out of the Navy, and during college, at about age 25, I began to rediscover my faith. And I started going to church again because Jesus had moved my heart one day, but that's another story. In college, I majored in history. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, but I loved history, and I found I loved studying scripture and learning about the church, too. So I took some religion courses as well. So I figured I'd go to graduate school and learn more. That's what you did in my family. If you were passionate about something, you went to school for it. But I didn't really know where any of it was leading. I just knew that I wanted to know more about God, about Jesus, about the church. And my first year at seminary, I didn't really think about being ordained. I was just there to learn. I'd never talked to any priest or bishop about it before I got there. That's the customary thing you do. Talk to people in a congregation, the priests, the bishops. I didn't know what I was going to do when I graduated, or even if I wanted to graduate from divinity school. And I was walking through a big lounge at the school one day in the spring of my first year. We called it the common room. And there was a table set up with a couple of people sitting there, pamphlets in front of them and a banner, I think. And they were from an organization called A Christian Ministry in the National Parks. And they recruited people from seminaries to lead worship services at the various national parks. During the week, the seminarians would work for their living at a park concessionaire shop or something like that. But on Sundays, they led worship. Well, I figured I needed a job for the summer anyway, so I picked up a pamphlet and I thought, hey, I really liked Maine while I was there a couple of years ago, so I figured I'll see if I can get placed at Acadia National Park. And I did. I applied, and they sent me to Acadia National Park. And I got there, and I worked all week, and every Sunday I did two things that I had never done before. I led worship, and I preached. And I was terrible. I was really scared and nervous. And I felt like a big phony because I knew that I was up there because I wanted to spend the summer in Maine. And here I was, standing in front of people preaching. I just knew that I was terrible at it. But I really came to enjoy it and look forward to it. My friends from work, including my boss, Kathy, would sometimes come to church. She wasn't even a churchgoer, but she'd come out sometimes, especially to the sunset service on Cadillac Mountain, which was just a beautiful place to worship God. And I thought that was nice of them. But it was also the beginning of my journey toward ordained ministry. That wasn't why I was there to start with. But somehow, Jesus Christ's power redirected my life in a way I didn't anticipate. Now, there's a story about Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. Let me tell it to you. A large crowd followed Jesus and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." But years after that summer in Maine, I looked up Kathy, you know, the gal I mentioned to you before, who was the boss in the shop where I worked during the week. I looked her up on Facebook, and lo and behold, I found her. And we caught up via messages on Facebook. Since we'd worked together that summer 10 years earlier, one of her sons had graduated from high school and her other boy was in the sixth grade. She was still working for the same company, but also very involved in a church, even starting a new youth group there. And she told me that in part, her spiritual journey, like mine, was affected by those summer worship services. Jesus Christ's power works in ways we don't anticipate, heals us in ways we don't even dare hope for, and sends us off in new directions we weren't planning on, if we'll let it, anyway. We might not even face him or talk to him. We might just reach out tentatively when everything else has failed and touch the hem of his robe. Decide to go to Maine for the summer. Feel like it might be nice to support a new friend preaching for the first time. Sneak into the back of a church because maybe, just maybe, we hope something in this place might help put things back in balance, might redirect our lives in ways we can't really know for certain. But when they happen, they're fantastic. It doesn't necessarily cure everything that ails us, but we might be healed of something that's been troubling us for a long time. For me, it was just knowing that my failure to figure out what I was doing in my life was because I hadn't asked God what he wanted from me. And the answer, or answers, I should say, were these. I want you to be a priest, a proclaimer of the gospel, a father to three wonderful girls, a husband to a fantastic woman, a leader in a great congregation. That is who I'm calling you to be, and something new all the time. And I want you to be healed enough to take this new journey. I want you to begin building up your relationships through curiosity, forgiveness, thoughtfulness, and love, and to experience those things from others. I want you to be part of my church. And my journey and yours might begin just by touching the hem of his robe. But you and I can't reach out to Jesus without him turning around and finding us. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. But not just any peace, the peace of Jesus Christ. The peace of a child of God who has, however accidentally or desperately it might have happened, discovered Jesus and been discovered by him. Faith is not just a band-aid on life's little cuts and bruises. It's the beginning of healing and a new life journey. Go along my road, in my peace, with your faith in me and mine in you. That's how powerful faith is. Just a touch, an accidentally on purpose, clumsy, desperate step toward Jesus, even as we hope he won't notice us, begins to make us different people. Amen.